All right, Roger. Yeah, all right. No worries. I'll probably eat before I show up, so that way I'm not hungry. But I'll be checking out people's radios, I guess, or their setups, and seeing what's going on. But I figured I'd give you a call. I haven't talked to you on the radio in a minute, so my Meshtastic device. It rebooted while I was writing settings to it, and so now it's stuck in a boot loop, and I haven't done anything about it. So I'm probably gonna have to flash the firmware from scratch in order to get rid of the settings. I bet you one of the settings files got corrupted, and now it doesn't want to boot.
Yeah, just do it, have it erase everything and reload it. And depending on which version you were upgrading from, one of the, like from the 1-point version to the 2-point version, something like that, it rewrote it anyhow. You lost all your settings unless you backed it up. And even on that 1-point settings, you couldn't back it up. So, one of the versions, depending on what you're going from, will totally erase what was there no matter what you do. Because it's such a difference. And the version that I just put on mine, it's like a 2.7 something. Wow, that's a completely different animal. They really changed a lot on the firmware and a lot of different screens. And it was quite a big change for it. I showed it to Mike, KD8MMH, when we were at the last club meeting that... The upgrades, he's got a big learning curve again.